Bekutas Sichas Chelik Yud Parsha Toldos Sicha Aleph. Ala Pasuk Vayatik Misham, talking about Yitzchak, and he relocated from there. Vayachper Be'er Acheres, and he dug another well. Beloy Ravu Aleha, and this one they didn't argue about. The local inhabitants did not argue with Yitzchak about this well as they had in the past. Vayikra Shma Rechoves, so he called the name of this well Rechoves, which means space. Lots of space. They've given me space. Vayomer, and he said, Ki ate hichav Hashem lanu, now Hashem has given us space, ufarinu ba'aretz, and we will be fruitful in the land. That's the pasuk. Matik Rashi. So Rashi takes quotes the words from the pasuk, ufarinu ba'aretz, umafarish, and he explains kitargumai as the targum translates it, v'nifush ba'ara, and we will flourish in the land. Because we are mafarshim, so the mafarshim write the kavanas Rashi to try to explain why Rashi is explaining anything over here. L'chayru ufarinu hu loshen avar. That Rashi is trying to explain that the word ufarinu is something which is in the past. We have flourished. V'kivin sh'amar ki ata hirchav Hashem lanu, and since he's saying that now Hashem has given us the space, and therefore obviously eich yomer ufarinu kvar ba'aretz, how would he say that we have in the past flourished? V'chein kosav Rashi, therefore Rashi says shepirush ufarinu kan, that over here the word ufarinu kan is not in the past, but v'nifush, we will flourish ba'asid in the future. But on the simple level, we can say that that's what Rashi is means to explain. Because we find in the Torah many, many times, tevas beloshen avar, words which in their root, they are, in the original word, they would be referring to the past. But when you add a vav, it turns it into a future tense. The imkain, and if so, pashut gam benidin didan. Over here also would be very quite simply understood. Shapirushu farinu bevav, that the word farinu in would be a past tense, but since you add a vav at the beginning, it means we will. It makes it into a future tense. Hushanifre basid means now that we will flourish in the future. Ein kan kasha, and there's really no question to begin with. Ein tzorach Rashi lefarshe, and Rashi does not have to explain it. Just as he does not explain it in the many, many times that it appears in the Torah in that way, that a word which normally would be referring to the past, when you add a vav, it makes it into the future. And Rashi doesn't say anything over there either. So therefore, it can't be that that's what he's explaining here, because that's very, very common, and it's understood. There's no need for Rashi to explain it. As an example, let's say the word bosem. Bosem means you have come. When you say uvosem, it means and you will come. So a word which is in the past tense, when you add a vav, it makes it into a future tense. And such words are throughout the Torah. Gam tzorach lav. And another thing we have to understand about, and so the first question is, what is Rashi trying to explain here to begin with? Also, we have to understand Rashi mefarish tevas ufarinu. Rashi is really explaining the word ufarinu. V'loy tevas ba'aretz. He's not trying to explain the word ba'aretz. Ki ba'ara hamutik ba'rashi. In fact, the way Rashi explains, translates the word ba'ara from the Targum, means exactly the word as ba'aretz. Eina meisa bir b'tevas ba'aretz. He doesn't add anything to the word ba'aretz by saying ba'ara. It's just the Aramaic word for ba'aretz, in the land. The imkain lo mamatik gam tevas ba'aretz. So therefore, why does he quote the word ba'aretz as if he's going to explain that word, when there's really no need to explain that word, and he doesn't do anything to explain that word other than simply translate it into Aramaic? So abir bazet, to explain all this, ufarinu hu meloshem pri. The word ufarinu, which means to be fruitful, is from the word fruit, pri. So the word meaning of the word ufarinu means we will bring fruit, we will be fruitful. And since we're talking, Yitzchak was talking about ourselves, lanu, Hirchav Hashem Lono, Hashem has given us, meaning the people, Bivnei Adam, Shehem Yasu Peiris, that the people will be able to be fruitful. Hakavona Bazesh, Sheyifru Bibonim Bibonis. What is the fruitfulness of a person? That they have children. Al Derech Mashukosuf, Pru Urvu, as the Pasuk says, be fruitful and multiply. So fruitful for a person means to have children. Of course, on the other hand, we understand that in the case of Ufarinu, it's not exactly the same as Pru Urvu in the following way. The Pasuk Pru Urvu, Pirush Rashi, over there, the Pasuk says Pru Urvu, and Rashi explains, Im Loi Omar Ela Pru. Why does the Pasuk have to say Pru Urvu? Because if it had only said Pru, Hashem had only told the Adam Arishon Pru, be fruitful, it would merely mean that he gave Adam Arishon the ability that he should give birth to another child, to father another child, Chava, to give birth to another child, and that would mean, perhaps if they only had one child, so they have been given the ability of continuing the race, let's call it. But it only means that there is one child that they're able to produce. Uba Veravu, so therefore comes the word Veravu, Urvu, comes the word Urvu, which means to multiply. She'echad Meilid Harba, meaning to say that one set of parents can give birth to many children. Kloimar Shagam Al Vlad Echad Masim Aloshin Pru. In other words, according to Rashi, the word Pru could also refer to giving birth to one child. But in our case, in this pasuk of Farinu, Shefarinu Babahem Shechlikei Ata Hirchav Hashem Lanu, this was in reaction to what he said, that since Hashem has given us ample space, Gukadaitzom is that therefore Ufarinu Ba'aretz, we will be able to be fruitful. Ein Mistaba Klal Ki Agavanihi Sheechad Meilid Echad V'lo Yaiser. It wouldn't make any sense to say that Yitzchak was saying, well, now we can have a child. In other words, to say that now he will not remain childless, he will be able to have a child. Because this does not address the ample space that Hashem has given them, doesn't mean for one child. That means there can be a large family now. And therefore we understand, therefore the word of Farinu here is not necessarily a throwback to the word Pru, which can mean only one child, but it's more from the Pasuk Lo Yagar Shenu Vipanecha. The Pasuk says, I will not, Hashem said to the Yidden that he would not banish the inhabitants, the Knanim, from Eretz Yisrael as soon as the Yidden come to Eretz Yisrael. B'shona Achas, in 1 year, Penti Yaret Shmaba, because the country will become desolate, since there weren't enough Yidden to inhabit all the spaces yet, and the Goyim took up space, and he didn't want the animals to invade the land, so you can't get rid of all the people that live there right away. You need the Jews to be able to replenish and to multiply to fill up that space. So he says, Ma'at ma'at agarshenu panecha, little by little I will banish them from before you, ad asher tifra, until you will have the opportunity to be fruitful. And over there, Shapirish Tifra, who over there the meaning of the word Tifra, Sheyir Baris Harba Bnei Adam, over there certainly he means that there will be many people that will fill that space that the Knanim are taking up now. Sheyir Baris Harba Bnei Adam, meaning that there will be many people, while Derozeh Khan, so therefore in the same way, in this Pasuk, Pirush Ufarinu, the meaning of the word Ufarinu is similar to there, Sheechlet Echad Moilid Harba, now Yitzchak was saying that we will be able to have many children because now we have space. Aval al pizeh kosher b'yoser, but if this is the meaning of Ufarinu, that Yitzchak now has the ability to have many children, harei loy hoye li Yitzchak, then there's a big question, harei loy hoye li Yitzchak al Rivka, rak shnei bonim, because in the end Yitzchak and Rivka only had two children. Yaakov Esav, ve'eich neifel al zeh loshen Ufarinu, so what is the meaning of Ufarinu, we will have many children, when they had only two children, which is Habobahem Shuch Lehirche, because they have all this space now, and Hashem is giving them ample space, and therefore now they can have a large family, and they ended up having only two children. not that the complaint is to them, but it means it didn't happen. What they looked forward to did not actually happen. V'lachem pirush Rashi. Therefore, Rashi says, she'ein kavonus ufarinu levlodois k'may pru urvu, that in this case, the word ufarinu is not talking about the ability to have children, that they will now have children. Ki'im v'nifush. That's why he brings in the Targum, that it means v'nifush. Nifush means we will flourish. U'kvar kosav Rashi pirush teva zu alapos. Rashi has already explained the meaning of this word, v'nifush, that shayrish, that root word. He said it in regards to there were four rivers that came from Eden, all the way back in Bereshit. One of the names of one of the rivers was Pishon, and Rashi explained, Pirush Rashi, v'alshem shemeim of Mizborchim, and because the waters of that river, they flourish, and they rise up and they irrigate the land. The nikra pishon, that's why it's called pishon, because the word pishon is kumay upashu farashav, as the pasuk in Tanakh says, and the riders, the horsemen of the army will flourish. Well, then maybe that means they'll run fast or whatever it is. They will flourish as riders. So the word ufashu or pishoin or venifush means to flourish. Haynu shadova ze atzme misraba misgadol, meaning to say it's not flourish by having children. It means that Yitzchak himself will become great, will flourish. Valdera ze kan, over here also, hakavonos Yitzchak ba'atzme yir beribe v'gadlus, that Yitzchak himself will grow and will flourish. As it indeed says about Yitzchak, that the man, meaning Yitzchak, grew and he went forward, constantly moving forward until he became very great, meaning that Yitzchak flourished. And he had large flocks and herds of sheep and cattle and so on. Vavuda rabba, and much activity. There was a lot of things that he acquired, that he accumulated. In other words, that the nifush ba'ara means we will become great. Not that we will have children, but Yitzchak himself will grow into a flourishing enterprise. Amna malpize. So if that's what the meaning of Rashi is, why he explains the word v'nifush, he brings the word v'nifush. Lama mevi'a Rashi b'shem ha'targum. So then, if that's what he's trying to explain, why does he say the targum says that this is what it means, as if there's another way of looking at it? Havalei lefarish came atzmi. He should have said that this is what it means. It means in this case, because it can't refer to children, it must mean that Yitzchak himself will flourish. Because this is what the simple meaning forces us to say, that it means flourish in regards to Yitzchak himself and not be fruitful in regards to his children. So then why does he attribute it to the Targum, sort of removing himself from the one that is saying this pshat? And the reason for this is why he attributes it to the Targum. But Rav HaMakaymish Shekosa B'Teira Haloshim Pru or Kiyetzabai. In most of the places where the pasuk brings the word pru or similar words, mefarash atargum poshu ukiyosavei, the targum translates it as poshu, which means to flourish. Haynu shaladasa targum. So therefore, it seems in the opinion of the targum, gam kishayre behalodas vlodas asiyas peiros, even if the word in the Torah is referring to children. Yeah, in other words, that the word pru means to be fruitful. Yesh baze gam ha'techon shel pisayon. It also has the meaning. It also contains, by the definition, the meaning of flourishing. Ki ha'yidei zeh misraba gam ha'meilu d'atzmai. Because when a person has a family, so that brings a certain importance and flourishing to the person himself. Shemizem boven l'das ha'targum. So therefore, we understand that according to the Targum, Shapirushol Uparinuhu Rak Ribu Ba'atzmai, that when in this case the word ufarinu can only mean, it can only be referring to the flourishing of Yitzchak himself and not the children. Like in this case, according to the Targum, this is not so unusual. It's not as if in this case ufarinu is something different than it is anywhere else. The Targum attributes the word flourishing to wherever the word, pretty much wherever the word pru appears, even if it's talking about children. So in other words, the word ufarinu is not so unusual to interpret as personal flourishing rather than giving birth to children. Ki b'chol mokim kolul teichen zeh b'pirush ha-teva, because according to the Targum, the meaning flourishing is always attached to the word pru, even when it's talking about children. V'lachei mitzayin Rashi la-Targum, so therefore Rashi attributes it to the Targum. L'lamdeinu to teach us she'ein zeh pirush, ein pirush zeh b'nifush b'sug v'lemetzosu lechaver, that the word v'nifush, translating the word ufarinu as personal flourishing of Yitzchak, is not so unusual. It's the only place in the Torah that this appears. Not at all. Because wherever it says the word through, the Targum already translates it as flourishing. And therefore, Rashi quotes the Targum, because the Targum always includes the meaning of flourishing to the word through, and therefore ufarinu is not unusual at all. It is common. It's the regular meaning of the word. Ulam l'chayre klolus piruze einemuchrach. But on the other hand, this whole pshat is not necessarily the only way you can look at it. Yesh l'farish ufarinu hakavan levlodus peiris, because we can also explain the word ufarinu as children. Vafo pikein masim lo zehirchav Hashem lanu. And even though in this case too it's talking about children, it would still fit with, and Hashem has given us ample space, and therefore al pi mashakosav Rashi kvar b'parsha v'yera, because we had the question that Yitzchak only had two children, so how do you bring that together with hirchim and therefore farinu, and then the result is only two children, because the Rashi already told us in parsha v'yera b'nei bonim areim kibonim, that grandchildren are like your own children. The imkein efshaloimar, and therefore we could say shekoyal b'nei Yaakov, that is referring to the children of Yaakov, which were the many children. Shayushneim osar v'dina, that he had 12 sons plus dina. So therefore there is a great family, and maybe that's what he was referring to. Ufarinu, we will have space for many, many children, a big family. Yaakov will have a big family, and so on. That's why Rashi also brings the word ba'aretz, to show that this is not the meaning of ufarinu, that it's referring to Yaakov's children. And therefore, because he already quoted the word ba'aretz, so he already translates the word also ba'ara, as the Targum does, that it means in the land. The children of Yaakov were not born in Eretz Yisrael, in this land. Gror, neither in Gror, where Yitzchak was living at the time, neither were they anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Were they born anywhere in Eretz Yisrael? Rather, they were born, of course, by where Laban lived, in Charan. And therefore, the word ufarinu ba'aretz, we will flourish or be fruitful in the land, cannot be referring to Yaakov's family, because they did not. He was not fruitful in the land. He had his children elsewhere, which is why he brings Ba'aretz, to show that ufarinu is not referring to children, not even to Yaakov's children. Another thing we can explain in this Rashi: lama matik loshein hatargum, havale lichtev kitargumei. Why does Rashi usually, when he wants to use the Targum's explanation or interpretation of the word, he simply says, Ketargumai, it's as the Targum interprets it, translates it. So over here, he quotes the words of the Targum, V'nifesh v'ara, rather than just saying, look in the Targum, and you'll see what the meaning is. Rabim, as he does in many places, that he only says Kitargumai, as it is translated in the Targum. Aloy medyire b'targum pasuk zeh. And if the one who is studying, just take a look at the Targum, you'll see what he's referring to. why here does he quote the translation of the Targum? Vabior, so the explanation is, Betargum kan shtei girsois. The Targum, there are two versions of the Targum. There are two girsois, two different versions of the Targum. One is biyafshinono, and the second one is v'nifush. Umatik Rashi loshna targum landeinu shegirsa anachayne hi v'nifush. Rashi says the correct translation here is v'nifush, not v'yafshinona. V'av she'em pirus Rashi leidienu girsa targum. And even though it's not Rashi's business to clarify for us that there are two interpretations, there are two versions of the targum, and you should know that this is the correct one, Rashi is not a commentary on the targum. Here he feels that he does point, have to point out the difference, because here it affects the simple meaning of the pasuk. B'yafshenana means he will make us flourish, meaning Hashem, b'koyal Hashem. Hamuvelifnezer b'kosov v'nif. So b'yafshenana means Hashem will make us flourish. V'nifush pirushay she'anu ma'atzmenu nifush. And it's referring to Yitzchak that we will flourish, meaning to say that we will become big, we will have the ability to expand and to grow and so on. So Rashi wants to explain that the correct version of the Targum is v'nifush, meaning that we will flourish. Miyena shel Torah shebepirush Rashi zeh, the Hasidic message from this Rashi. Rashi matik loshen ha-targum v'nifush ba'ara. Rashi quotes the words of the Targum, v'nifush ba'ara, haino shebeposuk yeshnam bezin yonim. In other words, that there's two things, there are two matters discussed in this posuk. One is, ki ata hirchav Hashem lonu, now Hashem has given us ample space, is given us space, hu inyan abom u'mayla, that is the gift that comes from above. Bez v'nifush ba'ara, and we will flourish in the land. Who in an avodas adam? This refers to what the avodah that the person has to contribute. Umeram is Rashi. Shatachos shel hirchav Hashem lanuhi. And Rashi is telling us that the purpose of why Hashem gave us the space is v'nifush ba'ara, so that we will flourish in the land. Shal adam yavid, meaning that the person should do his work and his avodah in order to flourish. Shatachos kavanas b'yis ha'olam v'adam, which is of course the ultimate purpose of why Hashem created the world and man. Al yidei HaKadosh Baruch Hu hirchav Hashem, hish adam yiga b'yavid bazeh. The whole purpose of the creation of the world and man through Hashem, hirchav Hashem, is so that the person will work hard and work on this and so on. K'mo shekatzuv adam l'amal yulad, as the pasuk says, a person was born in order to work hard. V'ayif and avaydahu. And what is the way what type of avodah is? V'nifush ba'ara sha'adam yavid ima oilam, that a person should flourish in the land, work with the world, v'inyonav, and with the things in the world, atchem agil l'dagash sha'adam kaviyachol meisif, until a person reaches the level where he is adding to what the world already has. In other words, what Hashem created originally in the world. V'nifush means to flourish, meaning to do more than what is already there. Kefi shehi nivra al yedei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, doing more than the world, bringing more to the world than it already had, because the way Hashem created it. Haynu shemegalo elokus al yedei Torah mitzvos. What this means is, in the spiritual sense, that a person reveals godliness through his Torah mitzvos. Gam b'makom kazeh, even in such a place, shemitzad abriyeh ein elokus b'golus sham, that from the way Hashem created the world, there is no godliness manifest over there. But the person is v'nifush ba'ara, and he brings elokus even to those places where Hashem created the world in a way that there is no elokus there, at least manifest. K'maymer Hazal, and as our sages tell us, not sheshutef l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, that a person becomes a partner to Hashem b'maisa bereishis in the creation of the world. V'yaseidim is a Amr Chazal, and even more than becoming a partner, Our sages tell us, Ma'akash Baruch Hu Beir Olamas, Af Avichem Beir Olamas, that just as Hashem created worlds, so also your forefathers create worlds. In other words, not just partnering with Hashem in the creation of this world, but even creating worlds, whatever is whatever that means, new worlds. And that's v'nifush, that we have to add to what Hashem has already created in the world. Omnam yesh litoin, but one could say, eich efshar adabar, how is it possible that a person should become a partner with Hashem? Mikim shakosh baruch hu baras ha'ilam, since Hashem created the world, v'hu baray b'hadbolas elu, and He decided to create the world with these limitations. In other words, that over here there should not be a lekus manifest. How can a person or even an angel add and do something which Hashem did not originally put into the world? So this also is alluded to, this question is answered in the pasuk as well. Because now Hashem has given us the space. In other words, even this ability that lanu, that we as people should be able to bring hirchiv, this greater dimension to the world, and to be able to add to the creation, this is also from Hashem. That Hashem gave the Yidden ample powers, powers that come that are beyond limitations. And therefore they have the ability. And if they have the ability, of course, it means that they are responsible to do this. To remove the limitations that Hashem built into the world and to broaden the horizons of the world itself. We can do this beruchnias, which means we can also do this begashmias, because when we do our avayda beruchnias, Hashem also responds with v'nosna aretz yevula, the earth will give its produce, meaning to say that in accordance with the way we did our avayda, we brought an unlimited dimension to the world, so then the bracha that we get from Hashem will also come in an unlimited way, and therefore we bring it to the world begashmis also. But Eretz HaKodesh Hi Katzvi, and we know that Eretz Yisrael is like the skin of a deer. She Hamokam Agashmim is Fashet, that we know that the Gemara compares the land of Israel like to the skin of a deer. Why to a skin of a deer? Because the skin of a deer, once you skin it, you can never get the skin back on, because it's stretched so tight, in other words, that it expands to cover the body of the deer. In naturally, it is a much smaller piece of skin than that would not be able to cover it. So also, Eretz Yisrael, it will expand, the land itself will expand and spread out over the whole world. As he says, Shamakam Agashmi Mispasha, the physical space of Eretz Yisrael will spread into the whole, over the whole world, Atshe Benifush Ba'ara, until the land itself will flourish. Meaning to say, the land of Eretz Yisrael itself will spread itself over the whole world. This can also be seen in what it says in the pasuk Anochi Hashem Elokecha Malchem Eretz Yisrael, Hachrev Picha V'Amaleihu. I am Hashem your God who brought you up from the land of Mitzrayim. Widen your mouth and I will fill it. The pasuk in Tehillim. The Gam Kan Beisin Yonim. In this pasuk we also have these two ideas. On the one hand, there is Anoichi Hashem Elokecha Malchem Eretz Mitzrayim, Hu Inyan Abam L'Maila. I am Hashem which brought you up from Mitzrayim. That is what Hashem did. That's the what Hashem contributes. Beis Harchiv Picha V'Amaleihu. Then there's the other side. You open your mouth and I will fill it. Ha'adam Tzarech Lasis L'Harchiv Apeh. The person has to contribute by opening his mouth wide. Yosem Mekifi Shehu Mitzad Abriya. Opening your wide mouth wide means you open your mouth more than what is your mouth is naturally was created to do, which some would say is to create it to keep your mouth shut, but over here it means to open your mouth wide. In other words, that a person has to add to what the creation naturally has. Naturally, the mouth is meant to be open only to a certain degree, and the Torah tells you, open your mouth wide. So this we also have to understand. Since Hashem created the mouth in a certain dimension, as the pasuk says, who gave a mouth to a person? It was I, Hashem, who gave you that your mouth. In other words, and I created it in the way that I did. How can a person open it wide, widen it more than Hashem intended? So the answer is, at the beginning of this pasuk, it says, I am Hashem who brought you up from Mitzrayim. Eretz Mitzrayim, what does Eretz Mitzrayim mean? Eretz b'mitzarim v'gvulim, it's a land with limitations and borders. V'akadosh Baruch Hu helas b'nei Yisrael m'mitzarim v'gvulim elu. And Hashem raised the Yidden up from these limitations and borders. V'adarabe, and he wants us to do the contrary, not to remain within borders, but ufarinu ba'aretz, that in from the land we should flourish. And we see that he doesn't say he took you out of Mitzrayim, as is written in most places. He took you out of Mitzrayim. What does it say here? He brought you up from Mitzrayim. Meaning to say that Hashem has raised the Yidden up beyond any limitations. And therefore, a Yid is able to, and therefore must, open your mouth wide. To open your mouth means also to open the creation, the world in which you find yourself, to raise it up beyond any limitation. That this is, this is actually the will of Hashem. That's how He created it. He created it with a limitation, and then gave the Yidden the power and the ability to rise above those limitations and to lift up the world beyond those limitations. And that's His intention when He created the world. Shavnei Yisrael Yisifu Olel Yidei Avedosam, that the Yidden should add to the dimension of the world through their Avedav Hu Anesin Lem Koyach Alzeh, and He is the one that gives them the ability to do this canal, as He said before, and therefore it answers the question of, since Hashem created in a certain way, how can we try to outdo that? That's what Hashem intended. And this is also the explanation, at least from the inner dimension, to what Turnus Rufus Arashi was, a Roman general or whatever he was at the time of Rabbi Akiva. And he said to Rabbi Akiva, Imalakechem Oyevaniim, if Hashem loves the poor people and wants you to give tzedakah, Mipnei Ma Einem Es Parnasam, why doesn't he support them himself if he loves them so much? So there was a conversation there, as Rabbi Akiva said, that he wants us to we have to go this through this we avoid Gehenim. So he said, no, if you go against Hashem's will, He created the poor people and He wants them to be poor, and then you go and you feed them, so you're going against His will. And he brought a mashal of a king that got angry at his servant, and he put him up in a tower, and he said that nobody should feed him. Came along somebody, and they did feed him. What's the king going to do to that person? Of course he'll punish him, said Turnus Rufus Arashi. So, in other words, that giving tzedakah should lead you to Gehenim, not to save you from Gehenim. Shuvas Rabbi Akiva, what was Rabbi Akiva's answer? He said that imagine your same mashal, but if the person that the king punished was his own child, and he put him in a tower and he said nobody should feed him. Came along somebody and he did feed the child, and therefore the child survived. Wouldn't the king reward that person? So we are, Anan Kruyim Banim, and the Jewish people are called the children of Hashem, and therefore giving tzedakah is what saves us from Gehenna. Hainu shehu ta'an, in other words, that Turnus Rufus Arashi said, since the Eivishter created poor people as poor people, how could somebody come along and add to their state of difficulty by giving them food and alleviating the state that Hashem gave them? So therefore, Rabbi Akiva answered, "Shebnei Yisrael heim bonav shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu," that the Yidden are the children of Hashem. That explains shalayidei zemuvin, by being the children of Hashem. This explains two things. Number one, shetzarach losis stoke kipshat hashas, because we are the children, therefore you have to support the child of the king, as the simple meaning of the shas, bringing the story. And beis, it also explains the deeper dimension. How is it that the Yidden are able to transcend what Hashem has implanted into the creation? That since the Yidden are the children of Hashem, we are a part of Hashem from above, literally. Just like the child is a chelik of the Mayach Ha'av, as the Alter Rebbe says in Tanya, just like the child is a piece of the father. And therefore the Yidden have powers that transcend limitations, because we are the children of Hashem Himself. And therefore not only does it not go against Hashem's will to improve the world more than he did, but that this is actually his will. Not only is it his will, it is from him that we receive the ability to do this. Because of and in this pasuk we see that Hashem assures us, and he gives us even more. Not only does it give us the power ahead of our setting out to do our aveda, but rather that he helps us even after he sends us on his way, on our way. He helps us as we're doing the aveda. Aveda tasa pri, that the aveda should flourish and be fruitful. V'takiel that hachlisa, should reach its ultimate purpose. Shetif oil haysofa ba'olam, that it should actually successfully bring addition to the world. Kemisayim, as it says in the end of that pasuk in Tilim, va'amaleu, and I will fill it. That when through a person doing his part, which is open your mouth, in other words, broaden your horizons, muftachu ki va'amaleu, he is assured by Hashem that I will fill it. Shagash Baruch Hu yimalei pi, that Hashem will fill his mouth and give success to his work, and so on. V'gam inya zemerubis ba'kosov, the parsha seinu, and this idea that we see in the pasuk in Tilim can also be understood from this pasuk, Ufarinu ba'aretz, you shall flourish in the land. Eine loshen shel tfila, Ufarinu ba'aretz is not a prayer to Hashem, please allow us to flourish. Oy bakasha, or a request, ki yitzabay, shesafik im yikin oy bepoil. Whenever there's a prayer, the downside of a prayer is you don't know for sure that it's going to happen, if Hashem will respond. Ki'im, rather, what is this? Not a request or a prayer, ki'im hu loshem vaday. It is an assurance. It is a statement of fact. We will flourish in the land. Ki kanal muftachim, because as we said before, we are assured, she'im imalim retzenu shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that if we fulfill the will of Hashem, v'ayudim ha'avayda shu deirish, and we do the avayda that he requests, b'vaday magiyim l'tachlis, certainly we will reach the purpose of that avayda, which is that we will flourish. U'payilim lo'y rako farinim ba'aretz, and we accomplish not only that we will flourish in the land, b'loshon ha'kodesh, on a higher level, meaning in the Hebrew language, the holy language, and so on, kim gam ketargumay v'nefesh ba'ara, but also as the Targum says it, in other words, in other languages, that even down in the deeper reality of the world, in the deeper Helen Behester of the world, represented by other languages, even over there we will flourish. And as explained, that the Targum is a mundane language, not a holy language. In our case, we are able to bring this added dimension not only to the world as it is a world, at least with the holy language. Even in Lashon Kodesh, the word for Olam also means concealment, but it's still Lashon Kodesh. But rather, we bring it even the success, even to mundane matters, as the world is translated as ba'ara in the Targum, Lashon Targum, that even in that place it also becomes a place for Hashem. Ukeshetushlam avodah zu, and when we complete this avodah yiskayim hayu, then will be fulfilled the prophecy, the nigla kved Hashem, that the glory of Hashem will be revealed. But all kol basa yardam, and even the flesh of the world, meaning not just the neshama or the mind of a person will see it, but even the physical flesh will be able to perceive holiness. Ki pi Hashem diber, that the mouth of Hashem has spoken. I think it means to harchev picha. This referring back to that.